Are you feeling tired, frustrated, unfulfilled, and unhappy? If you are, it's possible that you're working for God and not with God. And maybe you might be working against God without even knowing about it. Here's the deal. In my life, I've experienced this a lot, and I know everyone has that feeling of pushing a rock up a hill versus having absolute momentum. And some may even call it a flow state. That flow state is where you have the momentum and you're moving and things feel like they're just energy is flowing in the right direction. That doesn't mean there's not roadblocks, but we've all experienced that. We've also experienced that feeling of just pushing a rock up the hill, and that just creates frustration. And it's critical to having success in anything in life, having that momentum. And also that you enjoy it, because like the willpower that you use to push that rock up the hill, it only lasts for so long. And then you can't run on willpower forever, right? You'll feel tired, burned out, frustrated, unfulfilled. And if you're feeling that way, then it's possible that you're working against a current, just like you would a river or working against any other thing in life. And so in my life, I've experienced this in places like physical fitness, in business ventures that I'd started. There's various areas of my life that I felt like I'm fighting against a current. And it's a very clear feeling. One brings joy and fulfillment, and the other brings frustration. One brings like success in multiples, right? Like it's exponential success if it's done right. And the other is trying to squeeze every little drop of success out of painstakingly hard work. And so I've asked myself, like, what is the difference there? And I want to propose to you that the difference may be that you're working against God's systems versus with God's systems, or maybe for God as a striving thing versus with God as a partnership thing. For me, those distinctions have helped in a lot of ways. And so I'm going to go into some of that today. So business is a spiritual game. It's hard to create success and wealth without the ability to create momentum that comes from fulfillment. And so if you don't have a purpose behind what you do, I believe that goes down to your spiritual purpose, even if you're not a faith-oriented person, there's still a purpose for what you do. If you have a purpose for what you do, then it's a much more fulfilling thing. And if you don't, it's really hard to create momentum. And so finding that purpose is critical to being fulfilled and being successful in life. And that's about aligning your desires, aligning your God-given abilities and your gifts along with what you're actually good at. And I'll talk about maybe how you find your purpose, or how I believe you can find your purpose easily in another video. But having that is a critical aspect to knowing. It's kind of your compass to working against the stream or with the stream, maybe for God versus with God. And so consider this. You may be working against God and not even knowing about it. These are like maybe against the systems that are in place, like swimming upstream or fighting against gravity. You might ask yourself, like, what are the laws of the universe that God put in place? And am I using them to my advantage, doing what I'm called and supposed to do versus working against them, right? And so I know in areas of my life, I've seen certain frustrations. And when I analyze what's going on, I realize I'm actually working against a system that I didn't even realize it. It's not like a completely immoral thing. It just might be a way of doing something that is not in line with the system. It's like, you know, thinking about, are there ways that you're working against the systems that God's created just inherently in the universe versus with them? That may be question number one. If that's not happening, I want to talk about this idea of for God versus with God. We all know that feeling of having to do something, right? And the feeling of having to do something versus wanting to do something is very different. Having to do something is very unfulfilling, right? It's demotivating and it's de-energizing. Wanting to do something and doing something with power is a very different thing. And so the beauty of God's kingdom is that we don't have to earn our position with him, right? So striving and struggling to do something for his approval is a draining concept and it's tiring. I believe we should do everything with excellence. It's not for his approval. God doesn't need anything that we do. It's simply because we're called to do things with excellence. And by the way, doing things with excellence improves our ability. It improves us, our personalities, our character, and what we're capable of. And so our work is actually for us. It's for our betterment. It's not for God. So he doesn't need our work. Doing something because you have to do it, like I said, is never an energizing concept. That's why this slight shift, right, of doing something alongside with God can be a powerful one, because this idea that he can invite us into a mission that is something that he's called us to, right? It's kind of our assignment on this planet. And with this kind of mindset, you're able to harness the supernatural power that you actually have access to swim with the stream versus against it. And this means we're working with his power, with his blessing versus against it. It's really nothing more than a mindset shift, but it can be a powerful one. It can be something that switches you from being drained every day to being energized every day. It can be one that switches you from feeling frustration with what you're doing to feeling fulfillment in what you're doing. It's one that can bring peace versus worry. And why is that? When you're working with God, you're not struggling on your own. When you're working with God, you're actually working in his freedom, right? And so you've got his ability that's actually backing you. And so the buck doesn't stop with you, right? The buck actually stops with him. And you're able to leverage his ability and just do what you've been called to do. So next time that you're frustrated, consider maybe these possibilities. Are you working potentially against God's system? Are you working potentially for God's approval, for achievement? Or are you working with God in what he's called you to do, with his blessing and with his peace actually being the thing that backs everything that you're doing, his promise, right? And so you know it doesn't all fall on your shoulders. And by the way, what this means is you're able to be more creative, you're able to be more successful because you don't have the stress, strain, and worry that you had before. So it's a small mindset shift. And it is nothing more than that, but it can be a powerful one. It has been for me. So I hope that this is helpful. Thanks, and never stop growing.